welcome back. This is Attorney Alan Edmonds with another very special podcast for our veterans and for individuals that serve the military and serve their country and received a discharge that was negative. As you know, the Edmonds Law Firm helps veterans upgrade their military discharges across the United States. We've been doing this for over 46 years. Our firm is nationally recognized as one of the best law firms for military discharge upgrades. And we welcome your call at 800-481-2526. This is Attorney Alan Edmonds, and I have done over 3,500 military and security clearance hearings. So we are absolutely delighted to help you improve your life, improve your job, and provide for your family by getting a discharge upgrade. I want to read from an actual case. I just got the results 2 days ago. It was a case that I did. I took it to hearing, and my client got an OTH for a single use of controlled substances. This is under Article 112 Alpha of the UCMJ. He had a urinalysis back in 2006, and he was discharged with an OTH, as I said. He waived his right to a hearing before an admin board, and they awarded him an OTH other than honorable, and that was February of 2007. He missed the 15-year filing deadline, and we asked the board to waive it. This is important. Many of you missed the 15-year filing deadline. We do a request, a clemency request, to ask the board to waive it, and they granted that request in this this case. The board looked at all of our evidence. We submitted a package of evidence that was mind-boggling. And we do this for all of our clients. We create a whole person concept, which is we talk about our clients and what they did post-discharge after they got out. What did they do with their lives? Did they get a job? Did they get married? Did they go to school or college? Did they get some certifications or licenses for heavy equipment or mechanic or something like that? And we also look at public service and community service, and we really develop it, and we did it in this case. In fact, the board spoke about the post-discharge character and accomplishments of our client, and they couldn't have done that if we hadn't mentioned it. We took great effort to mention all the things that this guy had accomplished, and 16 years later. Then I argued at the board. I said, look, this OTH is punishment. It's a daily punishment. It reminds the military veteran who gets an OTH that he served other than honorably, and it's a reminder that's daily. I said, there's nothing more cruel and more punishing than to be reminded of something every single day of your life, and that's what happened here. It bothers our veterans. And for what? For one single use under Article 112 Alpha of marijuana. And today, as you know, many of you know, the rules and regulations are being relaxed at the federal level, especially in the area of security clearances. The federal government is not yet saying that marijuana use is allowed. They still will issue a statement of reasons if you use controlled substances while you have a clearance, or they will deny a clearance if you express on your EKIP or during an interview that you used controlled substances in the last 5 to 7 years. And there's no prohibition against the Department of Defense through DCSA going back even beyond 7 years about drug use in an interview. They will do it. And then if they think it's significant or you've used a variety of drugs, they'll issue you a statement of reasons denying your clearance. In this case, we have an individual that had a single use. That's what I argued in the discharge review board agreed with me. And then I argued, as I said, the positive contributions that my client made to the community. He was a youth mentor. He did voluntary work with young people. And the guy was just fantastic, his sincerity and efforts. And he was totally prepared by me to answer questions that the board posed. And that's an important aspect of our representation. We not only produce a package that we send to the board that's fantastic, we also prepare our witness, which is our client, to testify. And they feel so good about it that when they finish, they said, I could never have done this without you. So the Edmonds Law Firm has been helping veterans for a long, long time, and we're here to help you. I have offices across the United States in California, Texas, Florida, North Carolina, and Washington, D.C. And you can reach us at 800-481-2526. I also want to remind you of some resources that are absolutely free. We do this at our expense for the benefit of our military clients, both active duty and veterans. We have YouTube videos that are fantastic, over 100 of them on all types of subjects. You should know that not only do we do military discharge upgrades, but we also do debarments when the military or an installation or a base kicks you off the base because of misconduct, whether you're a civilian or you're in the military. And they debar you, that's very, very serious. You should call me at 800-481-2526. The debarment means that you can't do business with the federal government. And it is insidious because the debarment can stretch around the globe. It can prevent you from going on federal facilities in other countries. Certainly prevents you from doing business. And more importantly, it just shatters your reputation because your name is listed on a public registry. So you definitely want to fight a debarment action. The other area that we represent military members in are GOMORs, G-O-M-O-R. And these are actions filed against a active duty military member for misconduct. Now, they can give rise to a revocation of a clearance. They can give rise to a separation of that individual from the military. So you definitely want to treat GOMORs very, very seriously. We do written responses. And, of course, for our veterans and our active duty military members, we offer a fabulous military discount to show our appreciation for your service to the country. I don't care if you got a general under honorable or other than honorable discharge. I appreciate your service and the fact that you were willingly in the mindset to go help your country and defend us. So the Edmonds Law Firm is a friend to all veterans. We're a friend to all active duty military. I personally lobby in Washington, D.C. on your behalf. I do things that none of you know about. I don't charge you for it. I incur all the costs, but I put my reputation on the line and stick my neck out for veterans before Congress and the Senate at the White House, and most especially with the Secretary of Defense. I don't think they like me. They don't like my letters, but I'll tell you something. My heart's in the right place because I'm just trying to make life better for our veteran community. There's millions of men and women who served the country that got tagged with these punitive discharges. And I have been an advocate of automatic upgrades, which so far has not occurred, but I'm still pushing for it, of discharges. And I'm an advocate of increasing the percentage of favorable decisions. I mean, it's atrocious how out of 100 people, less than 5 will receive a favorable decision out of the Discharge Review Board or the Board of Corrections. I'm not going to disparage the members of those boards. I think they have their marching orders and they follow them, but I am going to take issue with the Department of Defense, the Secretary of the Army, the Navy, and Marine Corps about their policies. Their mindset is archaic, and in 2024, people are unable to get jobs because of these punitive discharges for mistakes that they might have made when they were only 18 years old and they entered the service. So this is your attorney, Alan Edmonds. I hope you'll call me. If you have questions and you need an experienced attorney in security clearance or in military law, the Edmonds Law Firm is the firm for you. We're happy to take your calls at 800-481-2526. Call me if you have questions. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.